knew that Narayan has no appetite. He is not tired anytime. He has no appetite, nothing, and he is more self-satisfied. So always in trance he used to or see them. His father Brahma was somewhat worried that they are Brahmagyani. They cannot serve oh sweet Narayan. So I pray Narayan that he should engage them in his service. So his Yogmaya at once, at this time, when Jai Bijay wanted to satisfy him, at once dragged them. And he came to Narayan. But Yogmaya also did by the wish of Narayan that they were standing on the gate. And they told the four sons of Kumar, oh, why you are coming here? Quite naked, no clothes, nothing, so much dust in your bodies, and you are like mad. You cannot enter here, and you cannot take darshan of Narayan, Sri Narayan. See, hearing this, he began so furious, oh. They have conquered their anger and lust and everything. They were Siddha, perfect. But yet, here they became angry to hear and to see the behavior of these two Jaya and Vijaya. And he cursed them. You are not qualified to be here and to serve Narayan. Narayan has no fear at all from anyone. And you are warning us to go there. Has he any fear, any problem for us, from anyone? So you must go and become demons in world at least three lifetimes. Hearing this, at once he felt that I have done some offense. Why he did so? Here is Vaikunth, and eternally they are, both are serving. I know them. They are eternal servant of Narayan Dev. And I cursed them. Why I became angry? There is something behind it. And he began to repent. They both fall. And in the meantime, Jai and Vijay, they are also repenting. Why we checked? We have never done it. And they began to apologize. And in meantime, when both were repenting and reciprocal, they wanted to forgive each other. In their time, Narayan, Bhagavan Narayan at once appeared there and smiling. Oh, don't worry. I wanted this, and by my wish, this happening, wonderful happening, pastime became. So don't worry. I wanted to take a birth in the world, and I wanted to fulfill the desire of my eternal devotees to Jai and Vijay, that they wanted to wrestle with me in animatical animation. And that is why my Yogmaya has did this. So don't be worried. Now you should go and do your duties. And to Jai Vijay he told that, don't worry, you will come very soon. In a moment you will come. One moment of Vaikunth is equal to lakhs years of this world. You know? Only coming and going, it will take lakhs hear. So you should not, it will pass away this period very soon. So don't be worried. And then he saw that Jai Vijay, in the form of demon, they are coming down. Where they descended? Oh, at that time, in the creation of Brahma, Kashyap and Aditi were there. Have you heard the name of Kashyap and Aditi? Kashyap is son of Brahma. Oh, by mind also, by not creation anything. And he has so many wives. Diti, Aditi, Janu. Diti, Aditi, and so many, from whom trees became, fishes became, serpents became, Garud became, Katru, Vinata, and so many wives he had. And by all these wives, he created this world. So Kashyap is like a Prajapati. So, in the Diti, by Diti, these demons came in their womb. And you know that all the devata, demigods, they came from the womb of Aditi. And Garuda came from Vinata. And all the serpents came from Katru. So, they came in the womb of Diti. And when they came out, very soon, they became young. So that they were so strong that Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, though they were Yugal sons, but Hiranyaksha came first. From whom? So he is elder brother. But in the womb, first came Hiranyaksha, so he is also elder. Or anyone cannot decide who is elder. Anyhow, they were very dangerous demon he came. This Hiranyaksha wanted to own the whole world and fight with anyone. But there was none equal to him. So he went to Narad and asked, I want to fight with anyone. Can you show anyone in this whole world that with him I can fight? He told, I know one person. And he can, maan mardan kar dega, mane chur kar dega. Crush your this. He told that where he is, this is the problem. He is everywhere. But I know, just now he has went in this ocean, in Patal, to discover earth and to take it on the water. So you can go and fight him. At once he jumped in this ocean and he went in Patal Lok and he saw that Varadev Adi Krishna Vara was taking in the form of boat on his teeth, tusk, on his tusk, keeping earth like a flower. What flower?
Any light flower.
Very thin flower. Master Singh, very small. And he was quickly coming. And this Hiranyaksha followed him, but he could not. At once, quickly Varadev came on the face of surface, and he kept her there and began to fight. For thousand, hundred years, thousand years, lakhs years, they were fighting. So Naren was become satisfied, and anyhow in lakhs and lakhs years, anyhow he defeated Hiranyaksha and he killed him there. And what became of another demon? Hiranyakashipu, who went to a very high class of austerity. Austerity, you know? And 60,000 years he did austerity. And then he became so more strong. He had a bond from Brahma that I should not die. Not in day, not in night, not in sky, not on earth, not in Patal, not in any day, not any month, not in evening and morning, night or any day. Not by anyone created by you. Not by animals, man, demigods or lion or anyone. And thus he became like mortal, immortal he became. Oh, Brahma told, yes, you'd be like this. And then he returned. And then he came. And what became after? You know? What became? You should tell something. What became afterward? A son came from in his dad, in his, the mother of Yasodhara. In this, Hiranyakashipu became very upset and angry. Oh, he asked Prahlad, oh, my guru Shukracharya is foolish and you are more intelligent than him. You are more intelligent than my two, this Shanda and Amarka, and myself, oh foolish, and only you are intelligent in this whole world. You are coming to teach me, so I will teach you a good lesson. And he ordered his army to, oh, at once kill him. But they could not. He took him to an elephant, but elephant, seeing him, did pranam and went away. He was poisoned, but poison became nectar. He threw out in sea, ocean, endless ocean, deep ocean. But Krishna came and very easily he take in his took in his lap and he saved him. Oh, he from high mountain peaks he was thrown out, but even Krishna always saved. So he did so many things. But he felt he could not do anything. And then he feared that, oh, by this boy, oh, it may be that death will come and I will be tired. So he was very fearful. In the meantime, Sandamarka, they told, don't be worried, don't worry. We are taking again this boy and my father is about to come and he will come and he will do everything and matter will be solved. So don't be worried. And he took they took Prahlad Maharaj and again they began to take class. What happened? Oh, very brief. Time is coming very soon. Prahlad, oh, bhakti is very rare and we cannot follow. Who is guru? To go guru and to serve guru, to offer everything to guru. So we are now hopeless. Then he told, oh no, no, don't be hopeless. You should come in a very easy process. Oh, you should chant Hare Krishna with me. and he began to chant what? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महामदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नम्ने गौरदिशे।